Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 93 today, under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, highs level off around 91. Dry with temps above average, Thursday and Friday, and highs in the upper 80s. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, and 85 on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 61.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Pitt State football cracked the top five in new rankings. Julio Flores has more.
Pitt State football is ranked in the top five once again after the latest AFCA coaches poll was released on Monday. The Grill is up a couple of spots, going from number six to number four in the country. Four MIAA teams made it into the top 25 in this week's poll. Number two, Central Missouri. Number four, Pittsburgh State. Number 21, Emporia State. And 25, Fort Hays State. Pittsburgh State will be hosting Emporia State at Kearney Smith Stadium for a top 25 showdown. I'm Lou Flores.
Nearly 100 Kansas veterans are in Washington, D.C. this week visiting the Vietnam Memorial and other historical landmarks. And this trip marks the 100th Kansas Honor Flight. It's taken nearly 4,000 veterans to the nation's capital to visit memorials over the past 12 years. Veterans who have served in the armed forces can apply to take the next trip at kansashonorflight.org. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, that cost to stay connected is out of reach for many Kansans. In observance of Lifeline Awareness Week, September 8th through the 14th, the Kansas Corporation Commission is joining utility regulators nationwide in creating awareness of the Lifeline program and encourages those in need of assistance to apply. Lifeline provides federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential or wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan, and subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts. Currently, nearly 8 million Americans, including 23,000 in Kansas, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income. You must be at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines or participation in certain assistance programs that include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, Medicaid Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, Federal Public Housing Assistance, or FHPA, Veterans Pension and Survivors Pension Benefit, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, Tribally Administered Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Head Start Tribal Programs that are income-based, or the Food Distribution Program on tribal lands. More information on income eligibility, participating providers, and the enrollment process is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov or by calling 800-662-0027. The Kansas Manufacturing Council, or KMC, announced the 16 products that made it into the 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Kansas People's Choice Tournament. KMC Executive Director Brandy McPherson gave her congratulations to the 16 Kansas-made products that made it into this year's tournament, saying that they're a great representation of the diverse items made in Kansas communities across the state, so they're excited to get this year's tournament started. Among the 16 Kansans, Kansas-made products up for votes is the Mobile Flavor Station condiment cart from New Age Industrial Corporation, Incorporated in Norton. The 16 products will compete in head-to-head matchups during the next 6 weeks, and those receiving the most votes in each matchup will advance to the next round, moving one step closer to winning the ultimate prize, which is being named the coolest thing made in Kansas People's Choice. McPherson said with the tournament set, voting is open for the first round until tomorrow, Wednesday, September the 11th at 5 p.m. The winner will be announced during the Kansas Manufacturing Summit on Tuesday, October 9th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Wichita. The 16 manufacturers featured in the contest will be invited to the Coolest Celebration reception the night before the summit and be asked to display their products during the summit. Presented by Forbis Mazars, the competition is a great way to learn about the many products manufactured in Kansas, and Kansans can learn more about the tournament and how to vote for your favorite at KansasCool.com. On Monday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags throughout the state of Kansas be lowered to half-staff from sunup to sundown tomorrow, Wednesday, September the 11th, to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September the 11th, 2001. Governor Kelly said we should never forget the thousands who were injured and the nearly 3,000 Americans whose lives were tragically taken during an act of terrorism 23 years ago. She said despite the extreme tragedy of the day that scarred so many of us, we also remember the bravery and courage of our nation's first responders who went above and beyond to save lives, even as they lost more than 400 of their own. On behalf of the state of Kansas, Governor Kelly said she thanks them for their service and sacrifices. In Nebraska news, in a press release on Monday, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and the Panhandle Public Health District stated that they were responding to a recent death due to a possible rabies infection. The Department of Health and Human Services reports that there is no risk to the public at large. However, they are assisting the Panhandle Public Health District in taking preventative measures to contact community members who were in contact with the individual that was reported to be infected, to assess for exposure, and those deemed at risk for post-exposure prophylaxis. Post-exposure prophylaxis includes wound care, a dose of human rabies immunoglobulin, and a series of 4 to 5 rabies vaccines, which must be administered as soon as possible after exposure. Rabies is a fatal but preventable viral disease, which can spread to people and pets through bites and scratches from an infected animal, and immediate medical attention is critical after a suspected rabies exposure. Beatrice police reported that a man was arrested on Sunday after 42-year-old Tammy Leslie was shot and killed at a home near 22nd Street and Hillcrest Avenue. It's unknown what led up to the shooting. However, after the shooting, a 19-year-old woman and an 11-year-old boy were held captive in the home by Christopher Milkey, who was eventually taken into custody and booked on suspicion of first-degree murder, use of a weapon to commit a felony, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Investigators are asking for anyone with information on a possible motive to contact the Beatrice Police Department. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton head volleyball coach Andrew Murillo to talk about the team and their games starting today here in Norton.
I'm here with the head volleyball coach Andrew Murillo. Coach, it's been a really early season for you. We haven't got to talk about your season yet, but we sure have quite a bit to talk about. Well, let's start out with your numbers this year. How, if you have your class breakdowns, how many returners you have, and the total of kids that you have.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing this, Figs. I know you're busy and all that, so you know, we're just happy you're doing what you're doing. And so hopping into volleyball, you know, we got 29 players out this year. That's an increase of 6 from last year total, which is huge. It's almost like a whole entire lineup, so I think that's a huge win. On top of that, we have 2 managers that are stellar and looking to help contribute, and you know, when we have managers on board, it helps coaches to kind of focus in on the game and not worry about the small details. So we're thankful for that. So 31 total in our program, including the managers. And I have to add on top of that, we have a new JV coach, Caitlin Cox, who is a Norton alum, and she has just been phenomenal. She loves the game. She's played at the collegiate level. She's a physical therapist who's there for our girls, and we couldn't be happier to have her. Now, in terms of our freshmen coming in, we have a pretty large freshman class. It's about 13 or 14 players, but I mean, it's huge. The fact that we built that much excitement last year to have that many girls wanting to come out, you know, regardless of their placement of team, was really good, and we have a promising future that way. Now, in terms of varsity players, we have four returning seniors and one new senior on our roster, and then we have two returning sophomores, and the rest of our players are new, whether they're juniors or seniors, and sophomores. We're happy to have them. We got a transfer student, Audrey Bina. We're happy to have her on board as well. So it's looking to be a good season with some good numbers, and we're looking to build on that momentum.
How was your summer this year? Were you able to go to some camps, or even used to have a league with Smith Center? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your summer?
Yeah, you know, summer is always tricky just because girls have so many commitments in other spots. So we're just happy to get the girls that we do in the gym. And, you know, we went to our Smith Center League, which is always great because we don't have to travel far, you know. And it's a little bit more lax in terms of, you know, rules and things, you know, unlimited substitutions and things like that. And the nice thing about that is we're able to play with lineups and all of that. So that was a good way for us to experiment with different players and different positions. And some weeks we were really low on girls, so we were forced to think creatively. But in the end, we played really well there. We ended up winning the whole entire Smith Center League, which was great. But we know that it's just league. It doesn't really matter. No one really cares about summer league. So it was kind of short in terms of, you know, feeling good about ourselves. And then we kind of kept the whole picture in mind. After that, we kept having, you know, summer camps and things like that. Blue Jay Sports Camp was a huge turnout for our players and young girls, which is great to see. And then our varsity team went to Kearney. We played in that B division again, which is usually the biggest division in Kearney. I want to say there's, gosh, maybe 30 plus teams. I could be wrong. My numbers are off. But we didn't do as well as last year. Last year we finished second overall. But this year we finished, I think it was fifth or sixth, which isn't bad. So we had a pretty decent summer, and we were happy with it and with the girls that turned out and the work we put in.
Coach, you had a pretty early start and really only 1 week of good solid practicing. You're then going to Goodland for a jamboree with mm-hmm. Colby and Goodland. What'd you think of the jamboree?
Well, you know, it was a really quick start. You know, last year we had quite a few more practices under our belt before then, but we kind of had an idea of what lineups we wanted to run. You know, we had Colby and Goodland and Phillipsburg there. However, we had a rough night, you know, for those that aren't aware. In our second match against Goodland, I think it was the third set overall, we had split wins, so I think Goodland won the first, we won the second, could have been turned around. Regardless, last few points of the match, it was coming close, and Peyton Bailey, our team captain, our glue, our energy, our passion, she went up for a swing, and the ball, the set was a little bit over her midline, and she thought she could reach it, and she couldn't. She went down with the She went down, and we knew it wasn't good because Peyton's a warrior. She's as tough as nails, and you could just see that, you know, it wasn't good. So we went over there, and, you know, she had a knee injury, and, you know, fast forward to now, she's now recovering from surgery. She had a full-blown ACL tear and meniscus tear as well. So she's going to be out for the season, and we've had a rally around that. We had some other kind of, you know, medical things going on that night where, you know, we played two matches and we said, you know what, this is a practice and we don't even have line judges. We're going to call it a night and we're going to regroup and regather. And we did. The girls have, you know, taken this as a learning opportunity and in adversity, and how do we come forward and come together, not only as a team, but as a program and as a family, and just accept the fact that the game teaches us lessons that we don't really know that we need, and we do, and we're going to learn from it. So overall, it was an eventful night, not in the way that we had originally anticipated.
Coach, you already get the season started out, and it was on a Saturday. You traveled up to Cambridge, Nebraska. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about Cambridge?
Yeah, so the Cambridge tournament is a good one. It's not too far away. We get to play Nebraska teams, and they are a different breed of cats up there. We got paired up with Cambridge in pool play, and they're state champions, I think, as of 2 years ago. I think they may have been runner-up last year. They are always a strong squad. We went to three sets with them. They beat us a set, we beat them another, and then the third set we just couldn't close. We had some new players in new positions, trying to adjust from our from the injuries that had occurred, and I just feel like we were really trying to get our feet under us and knowing whose role was what and just kind of our identity and how we were going to move forward. So it was kind of a slow start, but it was a good one set win over Cambridge. They ended up taking the whole getting first in pool play. Cambridge ended up getting runner up at the whole tournament. After that, we had Elm Creek, and they beat us in two, and they just really, they served us, off the court in some aspects. Our serve receipt was doing pretty well until that match, and we were just missing serves and hitting balls into the net. I think in one match we had 14 errors, meaning you gave the team 14 points. You can't win games that way. So the hopeful idea around that is that I told the girls that's within our control. It's not like these players are more athletic than us, hitting over our block. We can change that. And then we did. When we played Red Cloud in the crossover match, we dominated in two sets, as we should have. I feel like we were the stronger team, but it's easy in volleyball to make mental mistakes and let teams get in that shouldn't. And we closed out there. So that was a good win overall and way to finish. And then that same day, we had a C-team tournament over in Phillipsburg. And although the C-team lost throughout the day, Coach Brooks reported that they had great energy and they were, bought in. And I feel like these girls really love playing the game, you couldn't ask for anything else. So they're excited to keep moving forward in their schedule.
Now, also kind of a positive thing there, Smith Center and TMP last week. Those are the two teams. that was a positive thing for the team.
Yeah, moving after that, we knew we had to. We had about almost a week off, and then we said, "Hey, you know what? We got to rally and figure out what we are going to do against TMP and Smith Center." Smith Center had a lot of players that had left from last season, but I told the girls, they've built a culture over there where if you are not mentally strong, they will capitalize against you. And when we walked into the gym and Smith Center was playing TMP, I thought personally TMP is the stronger team, and I still think that they are talent-wise, but Smith Center got in their heads, and they were able to serve them off the court and just, get loud. And I told the girls, they are coming for you. They are coming for you in their home turf, and we got to be ready to take care of business. And not forget, in the midst of it all, about TMP. They have some great hitters. An outside who has a heck of an arm, and our girls had a little bit of a slow start. Just we had some issues with rotations, and we were down at the beginning of the match. But one thing I have to give full kudos to our girls about is that they displayed so much maturity in being calm and not letting the fact that we were down get to them, and they came back and won both sets against TMP. And they were phenomenal in that regard. So I was so happy in that win, not just with the score, but just in the manner in which they did it. And then finally against Smith Center, it was a close first set. It was like 25-22 or so, and we battled. But that second set, man, we just hit that go gear, and we did not let up from the service line. We did not let off with our swings or anything. Serve receive was looking good. Everyone was sticking to their defensive positions. So I was just really happy with that, and I told the girls, hey, it feels good. We beat two really tough programs, but we got to let it go. No one cares anymore. We got to move on to the next weeks.
Also, this week, actually, on Tuesday, you'll be hosting Hill City and Ellis at Stoll Gymnasium. What do you know about those teams?
You know, we take on Ellis first. You know, last year, they were a team that was just really, really scrappy on defense. That's volleyball lingo for saying, man, they will hit the floor to pick up every single ball, and you think you've blocked them, and you really haven't. And they're really good at that. And looking at the scouting report, just some film, you can see that they've continued with that. And they like to run the middle and hit high balls from the middle. And we're kind of looking at their tendencies and kind of have a general game plan for Ellis. But main thing is we got to focus on our side too. You can get caught up in the scouting and just say, hey, look, you know, what do we need to take care of? We need to make sure we're aggressive servers. We're consistent servers, and we just minimize our errors, and we're going to win 90% of all the ball games that we play in our schedule. So that's kind of the mindset going into it. We got Hill City as well, who, you know, they typically play at a slower tempo, and that is by no means, you know, talking negatively about a program. Different tempos, like a slow tempo team is sometimes one of the hardest teams to beat, because if you're used to balls coming at you really fast and you're on your heels on defense, those off-pace shots and placed tips can really collapse your defense and really destroy morale. So I tell the girls, hey, we got to maintain our pace of quick, but also be able to read the pace that they're playing at. So that's kind of our mindset going into our first home game, which we're excited to host and have. It's a whiteout night, so if you're coming, be sure to wear your white clothes. Any white Norton gear would be great.
Coach, also on Saturday, a junior varsity at Quinter. Can you just briefly talk about that meet there?
Yeah, it's a good tournament because you see some teams, you know, from our league there, which is always great. However, you also see some teams that aren't in our league. So it's a nice mixture and blend. Last year, we had a great finish there. We won the whole tournament there. But again, that doesn't mean that we're going to win it again. You know, we got a new roster of JV players who are our pipeline for varsity, and some freshmen that really love the game. And you know, I'm seeing it as a coach. Our coaching staff is acknowledging that, and we got some you know, sophomores and juniors there that, you know, they love the game too, and they're experienced. So I think it'll be a good blend, and it'll be a chance for Coach Cox to really step into that role and have the support of the whole program behind her for anyone who can make it, including myself and Coach Brooks.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best of luck on Tuesday when you host Hill City and Ellis, and then we wish all the best of luck for the junior varsity when they travel to Quinter. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Murillo, and good luck to the volleyball team today here in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, corn dog, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti or mozzarella cheese sticks with garlic bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, potatoes, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be sunny with a high near 93 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 58 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 91 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 61. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 88 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday it should be sunny with a high near 86. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 84. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. and on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 49%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98, and the dew point is 43 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:30. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs rookie receiver Xavier Worthy may have only had 3 touches, 2 catches for a touchdown, and 1 reverse for a touchdown in the game on Thursday night against the Ravens, but his impact was felt across the whole game because of those 2 explosive plays.
They honored his speed for sure with how they played when he was in. So, and then the impact, other than the plays he made, I thought he did a nice job there. I think he showed that he can not only go down the field when needed, he can also, and I know it was a busted coverage, but he can do that. And that he does have speed and some versatility going across the middle. He had a nice grab across the middle. So I think people, you know, obviously the teams that we play will see that. They didn't know it before. They know it now.
The Chiefs get back at it Sunday at 3:25 p.m. when they take on the Bengals on CBS, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Legends are made when a calculated risk pays off. I'm Clint Bowyer, and as a professional NASCAR driver, I pushed the limits and made a living taking risks. But there's one risk that I never take, driving without a seatbelt. Life isn't a race, and there are no prizes for getting to the end first. Be a living legend for yourself and for those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol. Clint Bowyer, and I'm proud to call the speedway, highways, and back roads of Kansas my home. Racing is an intense competitive job where legends are made and sometimes crash. Heck, I've even had my share of close calls. But there's one risk I'd never take. Without a question, I always wear my seatbelt. Be a living legend for yourself and those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.